Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone to the house of God once again. Welcome to your daddy's house.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the word of the Lord says, Abba. Abba Father, right? But in modern English, we like to use the word daddy. That's a little bit more personable. It's a little bit more caring, more loving. It's, you know, it has a homesy feel to it, you know. So welcome to your daddy's house.
Amen.
It's very important for us to feel at home, you know, when we come to the house of the Father. Don't you feel at home when you go back to your parents' house?
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
You, and if your parents might not be alive, you know the feeling that I'm referring to.
Yes.
You know, when you, that familiar feeling, that welcomeness, it's, you're not self-conscious about falling asleep and dozing off on a couch or something like that.
Yes.
You can help yourself to the fridge, you know, it's, you can walk in your mom's room, it's, and it's not a strange, you know, welcome. Let's have that feeling, you know, when we come to the house of God, you know, of rest, of acceptance, of love. This is the Father's house. Amen. And I want to extend the same welcome to everyone who's watching right now online. I thank you so much for watching our services and following us and being a part of this ministry. And blessed be the name of the Lord for the technology that we have that we can transmit, you know, basically worldwide, you know, need be. So, praise God. I want to get started right away in the Word of God, shall we? Shall we get into the Word? Amen. Lord, we love you and we worship you and we praise you. We adore you, Lord Jesus. How wonderful are you? How awesome, Lord, are you? You are amazing, Lord. There is none better than you. Lord, you are the best thing that has ever happened to us. Lord, this has been the best decision that we have ever made. And that is to follow you and to worship you and to serve you with all of our hearts. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will speak, Lord, to your people this morning. I pray, Lord, that you will do the ministering here today, as always, Lord, both to everyone here and everyone watching right now online. I pray, Lord, all words spoken today and everything, Lord, that is taught and brought forth, may it remain. May it produce fruit. May it multiply. May it bless, Lord, the hearer. Glorified be your name forever. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so please open your Bibles to the book of Philippians. Please, Philippians chapter 4. I was going to open up with four verses. I was going to read four verses today, all around Philippians 4. And I had to submit to the Lord. I said, no, you're going to use one. Because the Lord wants to zero in on something very key today. And this message is, I strongly believe, it's for at least one person here today. I don't know who. And I know at least one person online also. Or it could be for all of us, right, Brother Chan? Yeah, amen. Let's go to Philippians 4, verse 6. We're going to read verse 6. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'll take that. The Word of God says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And that is that verse. This is the verse. The Lord has been speaking about me, speaking to me about, within the last, let's say 48 hours, about a key subject that needs to be addressed with the people of God. And that is this: anxiety. Anxiety. Do we know what anxiety means? Do you really know what anxiety means? I have the definition for it in my notes, just so we're all on the same page. Anxiety means this: the feeling of worry, nervousness, and unease. Anxiety. Now we're on the same page. Yes? Okay. Let me ask you now a question, as I always love to do. I love to ask questions. I love to receive feedback. I like for everyone to sometimes hear feedbacks from other people, and then we all collaborate. That's just my style. My question here this morning, my opening question here this morning is this: is it really possible? Think about it just now. Based upon worry, nervousness, and unease, is it really possible for a Christian, a believer, a follower of Christ, to be anxious for nothing or anything? Do you really think so? It is possible? I hope you're not giving this answer by faith. No, I believe it. I'm gonna corner you guys here, okay? I don't do this often, but I'm gonna put you in a corner right now. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Since you've given your life to the Lord Jesus, have you never again worried about anything, been nervous about anything, or ever been uneasy about anything? No, you haven't. Since you've given your life to the Lord Jesus, you have worried about something?
Yes.
You have been uneasy about something?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think we're leveling off here. Okay. We're coming right here. But you do believe that it is possible. Right? That was my opening question. But now, where is the disconnect? I speak about disconnect frequently. Sometimes there's a disconnect. There's something that breaks the connection. There is something that hinders. There's something that buffets. There's all these words. What happens? What is the cause? Why do we allow sometimes ourselves to get worry about something? Worry. I don't know if the Lord is going to have me speak about anxiety here for the next couple of weeks or a few weeks. I don't know. I have preached several times from Philippians 4:6, many times here on this pulpit. But today is a slightly different flavor, and we're going to zero in on just about almost every single thing here in this verse, and maybe this is why I think this might be extended to a couple or even a few sermon series. I want to say one thing, and I want you to realize this based upon just this one verse that we just finished reading. Yes, it is possible for you to live a worry-free life. It is possible for you to never suffer from anxiety, like literally suffering from anxiety attacks, panic attacks. It is possible for you to live, I'm even go as far as saying, a worry-free life. And this is where it really dials in, because what is a worry-free life to you Which a worry-free life, say for Sister Salavwe, might be different for Brother Chet, right? Or something that's for Sister Helen might be different than for Brother Donald, right? What is a worry-free life? Some will say a worry-free life is one where you have lots of money. So if you have lots of money, you have nothing to worry about. There's a saying that goes, more money, more problems. To a lot of people, the more money you have, the less you're able to sleep because you're so consumed by it. I think we're going to talk about that. That might be today. About, you know, money and wealth. We'll see. We'll let the Spirit decide. But what is worry-free living? Now, back to the main topic. It is possible. As long as we have the resources to believe. And here's the key thing. In prayer. In prayer. The rest of the verse goes on to explain how our lives can be free of fretting, of worry. So many places in the Bible it says, fret not. Worry not. If you study the Word of God from cover to cover, there are so many things that repeat themselves from the Old Testament to the New Testament. One of those things that repeats itself over and over and over and over and over and over again is the topic of worrying, of anxiety, unrestfulness, unease. Fret not. Don't worry. Don't be scared. Amen. The Lord Jesus talked about it several times. Speaking of the Lord Jesus, let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Let's go to Matthew 6, verse 25. And the Word of God says this. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life. Pause right here. You know, the writers of this translation here should have probably put an exclamation point after that statement there, instead of a comma. And then to follow up with another exclamation point. If you're the person that likes to highlight your Bible, that likes to underline, or both underline and then even go highlight over top of the underline, do that right here and stop right there. Right here. Do not worry about your life. Your entire life. That's huge. Stop and think about that for just a moment. Do not worry about life itself. As we're going through this message here this morning, you're going to understand here, based on the Word of God, that your life is in the hand of God. He controls every single breath that you take. He knows every single step that you're going to take that day. The Word of God knows how many hairs are on your head, how many have fallen, how many are growing. He knows everything about you. He knows your life better than you know your own life. I could guarantee you that. Let's go back. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. And here's the second part here that I want to focus. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Now, many preachers, and I'll include myself in the mix, we have at least once upon a time preached on this verse on behalf of, you know, food and clothing, how the Lord provides for you, and you know, all, and we're blessed people, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, that's all true. But the main purpose here of this morning's message is this: worry, anxiety. What is the antidote of anxiety? What removes it? How different would your life be if you lived a worry-free life? Do you know, right off the bat, the first thing that comes to mind right now, do you know the results for me to have a worry-free life? Right away, I wouldn't gray as quickly. At bare minimum, I would hold on to my pigmentation a little bit longer. Amen?
Amen.
Brother Peter right here, I know he has a worry-free life. Because I know he doesn't dye his hair. I know you don't. But, you know, you ever notice when a president goes in office? You know where I'm going with this, right? In like 4 years, it's like, shoo! And then if he's like another 4 years in there, oh man, it's like, whoa, dude, the before and after pictures. Big responsibility, big job, big decision. You're always under pressure. You know, it's mentally draining. You know, that caliber of a job. And you're always under scrutiny. And you're always being attacked, you know, by all types of people. You know, well, it doesn't matter what party you claim. Just in general, you know, that's a demanding job. It's a demanding office, right? And so, imagine your life being worry-free. But this is what the Lord is saying to all of us. Don't worry about it. Let's go from chapter 10 to chapter 13. Let's go to Matthew 13, verse 22. And the word says, Matthew 13, 22. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Why do I have this verse? There's a reason why I picked this verse, and I placed it right here on this part of this message. Right now, we are slightly, for just a moment, deviating off subject. All of us here, we love the Lord.
Yes.
You love God.
Amen.
You love Jesus. And I'm going to include all of you watching right now online. You're taking the time to hear the word, to understand, to study. You're allowing the Lord to speak to you through His Holy Spirit. The Word of God teaches all things pertaining to life, all things pertaining to godliness. The Word of the Lord corrects us. It instructs us. It teaches us how we should conduct ourselves in business, in home life, in marriage life, in church life, and in everything else in between. It speaks about God. It speaks about man. You name it. The Word of God is, it's like, I'll say it respectively, it's a one-stop shop. It's got everything for you, everything that you need. It is life to your body, physical body. It is life to your spirit and your soul. It rejuvenates you. God speaks to you through His Word and all these things. And all these teachings and all these sayings and all these preachings could have so many positive effects over your life based upon the Word of God. But if you don't receive it, there is a problem. There is an issue. If you don't receive it, you won't live the successful life that God has planned for you. God Himself. You know, in my time now as being pastor, I'm not going to say that I've seen it all, because I have not seen it all, but I've seen plenty. It's been a few years now. One of the things that I see from time to time is people falling asleep when I'm preaching. And, you know, maybe they're tired, you know, and they just had a long day, or maybe a long night, whichever one applies, you know. Some of them are, you know, blatantly, out loudly snoring, to where sometimes I have to come down here and, you know, kind of like, hopefully the camera's not pointing down, and I kick them a little bit and say, hey, stop snoring, right? Very respectively, right? I have seen that some people have a hard time staying awake during the service. And I'm using this specific example for one reason. That reason is this. Right now, this word is primarily speaking about the soil, which is you. You are the soil. And then there are several different things that affect the seed. What is the seed? The Word. Here in this text, it even says what the seed is the Word of God. And if you are not receiving the Word of God as it's supposed to be, things are going to happen that should not happen. Let me have that verse once again, please. Matthew 13, 22 says, now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the words. So that person is hearing what is being spoken. And then it says, and the cares of this world. And then there's an and. But before we get to the and, I want to stop right here. What is the cares of this world? Worry, anxiety, the things that bother you. I'll go as far as saying things that you don't need to be caring about. You ain't got no business caring about that. Come on now. I'm just keeping black and white. And the cares of this world, the Word of God is saying, chokes it. It chokes. Now think about it. One of the worst things that can happen to a believer is being incapable of receiving that which comes from the Holy Spirit. And that is a serious thing. That's a serious matter. And I'm shining light on this matter for us to approach it in a different way. Do you approach a preaching, a message, a service, skeptical, doubtful, in worry, in sadness? When you are here, is your mind somewhere else? Is your mind back home, back in your business? Is your mind back in the argument that you just had with a loved one? Is your mind back in the turmoil that you're facing at work? You name it. These are all part of the cares of life. You understand? Therefore, or if you're here and your mind is somewhat here, are you awake? Are you striving to be awake? You know, it's in plain terms, you know. And then beyond the cares of life, it goes on to say, and the deceitfulness of riches. Those two things, they choke the word. And that individual, whether it's a he or she, becomes unfruitful. Unfruitful. I can develop a whole separate, and I really had to hold back here, talking about unfruitfulness. I've spoken about unfruitfulness so many times. You know, we have been called to produce, to become fruitful, to multiply. What you have, what you receive, is not for you to keep for yourself. We live in a broken world, in a fallen world. And the God of this world, small g, God, is looking to take with him as many people as possible. There's no salvation to where he's going. There's no repentance. There's no reconciliation. And he wants to bring as many people as possible, you know, with him when his time comes. And our job, one of our jobs, is to be fruitful. It's for us to be used by God in a mighty way. But you cannot be fruitful based upon right now Matthew chapter 13 if you're constantly worrying about something. Constantly. God cannot, and this, who told me this? Where did I hear this? I wonder if it was the apostle. But I heard, I think it was last year for sure. God cannot use someone who is constantly fearful, constantly worried, constantly doubtful. God cannot use your life. And if you try to pretend, you will be unmasked. You will be put to shame. You're going to fight that battle alone.